It's Wednesday, April 28th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Kaspersky asks how COVID-19 is impacting sales process. Tech earnings shows cloud progress. And New York State is moving to regulation on security. This is the Business of Tech. Kaspersky has released a report focused on the impact of COVID-19 on the relationships between customers, vendors, and channel partners. The survey found that partners in both Canada and the U.S. agreed that video or phone calls are the best ways to engage existing partners, with 54% answering in the affirmative. 76% of respondents said they'll go back to pre-pandemic models for generating sales, including in-person sales meetings, once COVID-19 is on the decline. 73% of respondents also said they will continue to conduct video calls and meetings once COVID-19 is declining. 44% of respondents said speed of response has become more difficult due to COVID-19 when it comes to working with vendors. Related answers said that the ability to make fast purchasing decisions at 42% and adapting to the fast-changing landscape at 40% were the top problems here. Now, why do we care? I always enjoy stringing together the story. People like to get a video or phone call. They don't really know how it will go on the other side of the pandemic, so answer yes to everything. And speed of communications are still an issue. It's that conflicting yes data I'm highlighting. They don't know. That's the key message. I'm not reading anything into this other than to dismiss that data. I'm going further into this on the weekend bonus episode, but the trick is we don't entirely know. That's an opportunity, but don't assume too much here. A quick tech earnings roundup, hitting only the stuff I think IT services companies care about. Alphabet is up nearly double on cloud and has reduced their operating loss over half. This is a material revenue stream for them, and it's non-ad based. It's strong in both GCP and workplace. Microsoft saw Azure grow 50% in the quarter, meeting their expectations. Teams is now at 140 million daily active users. Dynamics 365 is up 45% over the previous year's quarter. Don't count Office out too, that's up 5%, and consumer subscription of Microsoft 365 is up 27%. So why do we care? Google has always been criticized for being a one revenue stream company. Despite all their big bets, they make money on ads. Their cloud efforts are trending quickly to being a legitimate, profitable business, and that's material. Microsoft is crushing it. Cloud is the biggest driver, and subscriptions. Their collaboration platforms are a massive growth area. IT services companies, obviously, should be leveraging that. The New York State Department of Financial Services released a report on the SolarWinds attack. This is the financial regulator for the state, and they warned that the next financial crisis could come from an attack like this, where the incident hits many targets at once. The regulator was the first in the U.S. to set rules for protecting consumer information held by banks and financial institutions. In the wake of the incident, they are recommending the zero-trust approach to security. Now, why do we care? This is first steps towards regulation in my mind. The recommendations come out, and guidance will eventually become regulation. From the report itself, the department was created in 2011 as the merger of the former banking and insurance departments to, quote, establish a modern system of regulation, rulemaking, and adjudication responsive to the needs of the banking and insurance industries and New York consumers and residents. So yes, this is a first step. It's also clearly a chorus, zero trust. And the message over and over is very, very clear. It's been several weeks since we first learned of the Microsoft Exchange exploits, but we're not out of the woods yet. The team over at Huntress has published a dedicated page to keep the community up to date on the Exchange vulnerabilities and share their latest research, findings, and recommendations to help all security professionals and IT providers effectively respond to these threats. To see Huntress's latest research, go to huntress.com/exchange. Thanks for listening to the show. I will be back again with another roundup tomorrow and working on a few new items to announce soon. Talk to you then.